The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You win some, you lose some, but it's definitely better when you win because losing is hard. Let's talk about it Thursday morning. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And I say that because my husband this morning was asked, DJ Automatic over here, to pay for his fantasy football entry, which you've put off till the last minute. Why, Automatic?
Because I hate losing.
I know. And this
is just admitting that my season is over. There's no trophy for me this year. I'm not in contention. I'm done.
But you know what? You've always gotten your money back. This is the first year that you had to pay in. And
I've got my money back most years. I'm kind of on a streak.
Let your wife believe that you got your money back every single year you play. That's the best way to do fantasy football.
He
always does.
Not this year.
He always does. No.
This is the first year I'm not going to have a win. Like, I'm not going to be 500, though.
You're crushing in the consolation bracket, though, dude.
I hate you. That's a loser's bracket.
That's what it is.
You know what? Let that momentum carry you into next season. You want to end on a high, baby. That's what you want to do.
Don't you want to be the best loser in the loser bracket?
Oh. I hate you, too.
I'll say it like that. Damn, dude.
Hey, look, we're obviously roasting you a little bit, but losing is a part of life.
Yeah,
you gotta everybody learn how to do loses that. Sometimes. You got to lose with grace, sir.
I was until you brought up the fact that I had to pay.
It is a stern lesson when your best isn't good enough, and that happens.
Is that supposed to make my husband Automatic feel better?
No, not at all.
Do you know what? I was hoping you were going to bring home that money. I was. And I was rooting to you to this very second. Until you said that, I was like, man, I hope Anthony wins it all. Now I hope Renee kicks your ass.
You win some, you lose some. But pick your battles, learn your lessons, and lose with grace. All right? Because everybody loses every once in a while.
Whatever.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go and start with Free Shipping Day, y'all. Today is the day to get those packages out.
Let's hope I don't get last place, because last place has to ship the trophy from last year's winner to this year's winner. And if I have to ship it to Anthony, I'm going to be so mad.
Well, you can just hand it to him.
Nah, well, it's comp. Don't worry about it.
I don't know how this works. Obviously, I've been duped because I thought Automatic got his money back every year.
Less about fantasy football. It's the first time I ever said that. But you want to make sure you ship out your packages to guarantee that they'll get there by Christmas time today, y'all.
Get them out.
And we'll wrap it up on International Monkey Day.
Okay, famous monkey. My favorite monkey would be, who's the guy that climbs the tower in New York?
Oh, that's King Kong.
King Kong, yeah.
Yeah. When you said famous monkeys, mine was the one that Justin Bieber used to have.
Oh.
Remember Justin Bieber used to have
And Michael Jackson had a monkey, too.
Bubbles, dude.
Yeah.
And shout out Curious George while we're at it here, dude.
Okay. But I just found out that monkeys don't have,
That's actually kind of right.
Monkeys have tails.
Yeah, monkey. If you're ever wondering the difference between a monkey and an ape, monkeys have tails. Those are monkeys.
And apes have flat booties like me.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I know it's not Monday. You know how we run a Fat Club on Monday? And as the official creator of the Fat Club, I am giving you permission to just eat whatever you want during the holidays. Okay, don't feel guilty. It's all good. We'll all get back on track.
Are you going to help them burn it off after?
Yes, in the Fat Club. Okay. We'll come back and we'll talk about it. For now, though, I want to discuss Dana's top 10 Christmas dishes. I think everybody's going to like number 10, cranberry sauce. I tried to get rid of her, but you know what? She just keeps making the list.
Nobody's here for that. It was a bad way to start, Dana.
I'm talking like cranberries in juice form with some Tito's. Mixed in it.
Bad way to start.
Number 9, I think everybody listening and Automatic, you and Anthony will love this. The broccoli rice cheese casserole.
Okay, I can get down
really
with that.
Good stuff, really good. Number 8, a gingerbread cookie. You gotta have them. You build the house, you eat the house.
I'm not gonna lie, your three here are kind of weak.
Well, gingerbread cookie. I'm pro gingerbread cookie. I think gingerbread cookie deserves to be on the list.
It's the last cookie I'll eat.
I'm pro gingerbread cookie. I don't like gingerbread houses. That's just too much. It's too much construction, dog. It's too much. I need to hire Mexican.
Somebody else will build a house. Automatic. As long as you're eating it, it makes the cut. Number 7, sweet potato casserole.
Okay.
I like mine. I think it's delicious. Lots of sugar and butter. A little bit of sweet potato. You know. Number 6, bizcochitos, which are Mexican cookies.
This is the first thing that actually makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what's interesting, Automatic? I was looking it up, and bizcochitos, which are bizcochos, are making the cut outside of Mexican-American culture, outside of Mexican culture.
They're delicious.
People are just adding them, to their Christmas list. Number 5, prime rib. That's good.
Damn, bro. Now, okay, that's a little pricey, bro.
That's what I was going to say. I burned
from Bisco Cheetos to prime rib?
I burned one a couple of years ago. It was awful. It's so well done. I mean, it was all right, but I didn't like it. I got to have mine rare. Number four, roast or mashed potatoes. For some reason, roast just tastes better during Christmas. And you put some rosemary on there, a little garlic, a little seasoning salt. So good. Number three, dressing and stuffing makes the cut for Christmas. You have to have it.
Of course you do. I mean, at this point, you know, why are we even talking about it anymore?
Yeah. Number two, tamales.
Oh,
if you've never had tamales for Christmas, please add it to your meal repertoire. You'll never look back.
You will not be disappointed, but I have a feeling you inserted this one because this list sounded real generic until tamales.
It did not.
All right.
Tamales are automatic. You know, some of us only have tamales to open for Christmas.
They're becoming more of a custom across America as
they are.
You know, the bizcochitos are growing. Then, tamales are there.
And the number one Christmas food is a ham. Glazed or picnic roasted, everybody wants a holiday ham.
I like me a honey ham, and my wife doesn't like honey ham.
I like honey ham.
I like that sweetness. My sister, she makes an amazing
honey
ham.
Your sister does. I'll give it to Sister Maddox. She does a good job. The way I like to eat my ham is roasted inside of a homemade tortilla. Of course, we buy the homemade tortillas because I don't make them. That's the top 10 list. Be sure and hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram if you want it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You've heard all those stories about fentanyl and other illegal drugs coming into the U.S. because United States citizens want those illegal drugs. Well, apparently we want eggs too. Eggs are being smuggled into America.
What the fuck?
U.S. Border Patrol has seen an increase of 108% of eggs being stolen and trying to be trafficked through the border.
Where do you get these stolen eggs from?
I don't know, but I'm wondering. So the penalties range from $300 to $10,000, but people keep trying to do it because I guess you're making way more money on the black egg market than that.
Yo.
Because folks are looking for some kind of egg hacks.
Eventually, they're going to have to start putting people away from this. And I'm just envisioning that conversation when you're on the prison yard. And
what
like,
are you
yo,
in for, homie?
Yeah, I was a top egg smuggler. This side of the Mississippi, man.
And you know what your partner in jail's going to say? Can you hook my mane up with some eggs?
What he's going to say is, you're my new chick.
You want these Wevels?
Oh, sure.
All right, dude. From smuggled Wevels to an opportunity to chase your cheesy dreams.
What?
Sleep Junkie, the research website that is dedicated to sleep aid and understanding about how the human body sleeps and whatnot. They're offering five people out there $1,000 to eat cheese every night before you go to bed and report if it gives you nightmares or not.
I heard about this.
Of course you did, dude.
Come on. Of course you did. You're the cheese expert.
I saw you over there looking at LinkedIn. I was like, what is he looking at, dude? And now I know, bro.
I'm going to eat cheese before bed. I might get paid. I might as well get paid for it.
Listen.
You do it for free.
So this goes back to a peer study This goes back to a study in 2005 where they said that blue cheddar and other types of cheese do impact your dreams. Now they want to follow up with it because it wasn't peer review. So this is very scientific.
Well, I have another scientific fact for you. Men have been avoiding their wives for 5,000 years now.
What are you talking about?
Okay, so archaeologists found a prehistoric tavern, basically a bar, during one of their digs in southern Iraq. It was dating back to 2700 BC.
Men have been escaping to boys' night since then?
This is literally the first man cave ever.
So the University of Pennsylvania discovered it, and they actually found eating benches. They found this thing called a zir, which was like a fridge in that time. And then they also found an oven, and then they found storage containers that still had food in them.
But there were no poles? No, that happened the next 1,000 years. All right, those are your WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Is Cardi B the most powerful woman in the industry? These numbers that I'm about to share with you may say yes. Let's talk about this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays to kick it off.
One third of the greatest group in the history of rap, Offset, celebrating his birthday. And underrated dancer, might I say. Shout out to Offset. Hey. Tori Kelly and Vanessa Hudgens also celebrating a birthday.
All right, so I'm going to start off talking about Mariah Carey. It is the season. You know, All I Want for Christmas, number one all the time. Well, Brenda Lee would rock it around a Christmas tree, just knock Mariah off the throne.
Oh. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
And you might think Mariah Carey, everybody calls her a diva, she's going to be upset. She was not. She sent Brenda Lee flowers and congratulated her. Brenda Lee was 13 years old when she recorded this song, and she hasn't had a number one since 1958. That's the last time this song was number one.
Recorded at 13. That's like Lil Wayne stuff, if you ask me, bro.
I know, for real.
She's the Lil Wayne of Christmas music.
Yes, I love that. All right, now let's talk about Beyonce. She's worth $800 million, most attributed to the art that she owns, she and Jay-Z own. These two are just, they're just such powerful people, and they're good role models, too.
Damn, they're like the closest thing we have to like a royal couple.
They really are.
I mean, they are.
What else can you say? All right, and then finally, Cardi B performed recently at the TikTok live show. It was the first TikTok live show. We gave tickets away here. She had 9.1 million people watching her.
Oh, my
live.
God. All from China?
No.
That's great.
Only most of them, okay?
Hey, I love
the Chinese government was watching Cardi B.
The Chinese government watching Cardi B, stealing all her secrets. I want you to go watch her, though. I really think she was paying homage to the late, great Tejano queen, Selena. She wore a red suit that looked a lot like her purple suit that we all know she performed in her last show. At Dana Cortez on Instagram. Check the video.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
How does a holiday meal under $25 sound? Hey. We'll tell you where you can get it inside Food News. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Merry Christmas. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
Holiday gift giving. How can you make sure you get those presents there on time? Here's the cutoff dates. USPS Ground on the 16th of this month. Jeez, that's coming up. USPS Priority Mail, the 20th. And FedEx says last day is December 19th.
Okay, there we go.
Have you ever shipped early and it still doesn't get there? And they don't believe you when it gets there late and they think that you forgot them?
Oh, for the next week, you just got to sit there and think, did I write the right address down?
Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst. We actually did that recently and it came back and it was just a zip code that was wrong.
Oh,
so guilty.
I'm just telling you, sooner, better than later.
Yeah, get it out there so that the present gets there on time. Food News, DJ Automatic.
Target has a special going on right now, a holiday meal for under $25.
Oh, that's huge. Nice. Well, what do we get?
You get a lot. You get a 6-pound ham, you get potatoes, corn, French bread, cream of mushroom soup, green beans, and even peppermint cookies.
Hey.
For under $25?
Well, for $25.
That's good, dog.
That's great. That's an amazing deal.
I might just go buy that and eat it tonight.
Well, feed the family of four.
Well, you can buy a few of those and have plenty of food. That's a lot.
Where can you feed a family of four for under $25 at
Target.
This point?
Target.
That's the only place.
Dog.
Well, you know what I was thinking, though? This just proves that the economy is moving in a better direction. And I'm so glad that you were able to say that. Because that way, people that are stressing, don't stress as much. Go pick that up. All right. Anthony A., National Day.
There's a whole lot of monkey business happening today. It's International Monkey Day, everybody.
My dad actually had a monkey when I was little.
What?
My dad, he had a roommate in Minneapolis, and his roommate had the monkey. And when the monkey would get mad at him, he would throw butter at my dad.
Butter?
Yeah. My dad tried to flush him down the toilet.
Well, no wonder you would throw butter at him.
My dad and that monkey did not get along.
Obviously. I appreciate your quickness to tell that story. You were ready for that one.
I was ready because I didn't remember earlier.
Not every day you get to tell people I had a monkey. And
I didn't have a monkey. My dad's roommate had a monkey.
Why did your dad's roommate have a monkey?
He's a weird dude.
It's a weird time,
they were in a very bachelor situation. They had pool. They had like naked women up in the kitchen.
But your mom and dad were married.
I know.
I'm 3 years.
My dad didn't always live with us. So.
I'm a few years away from buying me a pet monkey and my little Target holiday meal.
I was gonna say, call you it a wrap feed right there, dog.
I'm telling you, my dad and you would have got along really well.
All right, yeah. And Dana highlighted the Postal Service earlier, but today is also Free Shipping Day. Now, what we're doing today is a lot of stores across the country will waive their minimum purchase orders for shipping. So Target, Staples, Best Buy, Macy's, and others around the country are participating in this, so go get it done today if you can.
Once again, saving you money. So thank you for that information. And I mean that, like, yes, the economy is getting better and whatnot, but you want to put those dollars in your pocket, put them in savings, and hopefully hopefully 2024 goes a lot better.
Hell yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
For some reason earlier we were talking about monkeys and Automatic admitted his dad had a pet monkey. I don't know. I just started thinking about pets and holidays. Do you buy your pet a present?
Oh.
I don't. And I've had some crazy pets. Like, I had a cat that was my best friend. I don't know if it wanted to be my best friend, but his name was Cicero. And I used to ride around the neighborhood with Cicero inside of a stroller with two comforters on top of him. You could just see his head poking out. He was my friend. I was an only child.
You were destined to be a mother.
I really was.
So basically, you kept Cicero weighed down inside of there so you couldn't get out?
Like Akon said, locked up, baby.
Oh.
Locked up.
Okay. How old were you when you were doing this?
5, 6,
oh, okay.
7.
I don't like to think
sense.
Of him as locked up. More of like a weighted blanket situation.
It was,
like he was
liked
trying
it.
To help him with his anxiety.
And Cicero wouldn't run. When I get my little stroller out, he'd come up to me.
What was like, that little girl's name? Daria or Darcia or what was it?
Are you talking about Nemo?
Yes.
Dory?
No.
No, you're talking about the little girl that shook the fish. Fishy! Fishy! Kitty! That was me. I'm totally Darla.
Oh.
I guess. Anyway, do we buy pets? Because I never bought presents for my pets. My Nana would give them all year round. She would have that big red bag of Purina, and all the neighborhood dogs and cats would come eat. But I think it's a waste of money.
I don't think that's a present. That's food.
It's a present when you got them hungry dogs running around starving.
Before I rehome my dog, shout out to Metro. I would definitely buy him greenies when it was around his birthday time and, you know, Christmas time, get him a nice little treat. And also, I'm a big fan of, like, Dutch Bros has, like, the pup cups and so does Starbucks. So
we're not always giving our dogs and cats diabetes. Come
on, why not?
Why not, dude?
Live in the lap of luxury at
this
point.
Yeah.
They have their own special food. And so for Christmas, we usually just give them scraps, right? We don't really give them. I don't give them a present.
Them scraps. I mean, you might give them a piece of turkey or ham here and there, but no, they don't.
Are we bad dog parents?
No.
Well, some would say you guys are because you don't let your dogs on the bed, which is, you know.
They can't go in the bedroom.
Yeah. Oh,
they're dogs. Damn.
I'd say if you let your dogs on your bed, you're dirty.
How about that?
How about that?
Got a little doggy smell. Well, you guys,
my dogs kill rats all the time. My dogs, I don't even want to say what they do and what they step in. The fact that people would let their dog in their bed is beyond me.
Easy, dude. Not all of our dogs are out there, you know, scavenging the wilderness. All right, dude. My dog, Metro, he was an apartment dog, bro. He never went outside, dude. He was
home more than I was.
That's okay, yeah. If your dog doesn't go outside.
It's not okay.
Now, leaving
that's
the,
definitely different than our dogs.
You know what owners are interesting? Pug owners. Because I've dated a couple girls who are pug owners, and they leave their dogs in the room during adult time. We'll leave it at that.
No.
So your boy had to put on a show a few times, all right, dog?
And you're just
slobbering everywhere.
And that was me.
Are you buying your dog or cat Christmas presents? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.